The theme of Kerry's current cross-country barnstorming trip is his plan to improve the economy for middle-class Americans. He told the Beloit crowd his health care plan will reduce the cost of health insurance by $1,000 per family. Then he ran down a list of items he says will put money in the pockets of middle-class Americans.
And it's going to come in the tuition tax credit for college. It's going to come in the lowering of health care costs. It's going to come in the child care credit. It's going to come in the jobs, in the fair playing field. We're going to make America work for the middle class again. That's what we're going to do.
While Kerry hit economic themes hard, he also fielded questions from the crowd on education and immigration reform. On education, he criticized the Bush administration for using money that he says could go to education for tax cuts instead.
What is the value that says we're going to fight for tax cuts for the wealthiest people in America while teachers are struggling to put materials in front of the children in the United States of America? We're going to change that.
One way Kerry says he'll change that is to funnel more federal funding to schools in need and provide tax credits to help families cover the cost of college tuition. After the rally, cradling her 7-week-old daughter in her arms, 29-year-old physical therapist Kim Tedesco says those are promises that speak to her.
Well, I have a newborn, and so hearing about how he's going to take care of our children and with Head Start and child tax credits and make sure that our child can have an education without us being in unbelievable amounts of debt to take care of her makes me happy.
Kerry also touted his plan to offer students 4 years of free college tuition for 2 years of volunteer community service. That struck a chord for 18-year-old Micah Hahn.
That sounds like an excellent idea. I'm not sure how he's going to plan to pay for it and stuff, but it sounds like a good idea.
But Hahn was carrying a Bush-Cheney campaign sign. He says he came to hear what the Democrats have to offer, but he said he didn't hear enough to make him change his vote.
I don't think it turned me into a Democrat or anything.
A Lutheran pastor at the Beloit event asked Kerry how he'll deal with the hardships facing illegal immigrants if he's elected. Kerry says he'll push for an amnesty program for those who are already working and paying taxes, but he said he'll also crack down on employers who are hiring illegal immigrants.
The fact is that one of the reasons people keep coming over here is people keep getting hired illegally, and it's illegal to do that. And we got to stand up and enforce the law against people who exploit people illegally.
Kerry also talked about his plan to punish companies that export jobs overseas and reward those that create jobs in America. That was a message that spoke to Corina Bray.
My job left and went to China somewhere.
Yeah.
Black and Decker, 15 years. They went to Tampa and then they sent some to China. All the jobs are gone.
Kerry's promise to keep jobs in America got a lot of cheers at yesterday's event. Workers wearing brightly colored union t-shirts were much in evidence in the crowd. Today, the Kerry campaign cross-country tour includes events in Iowa this morning and in Hannibal, Missouri tonight. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.